Good evening. I appreciate the attendance of each and every one of you, especially on nights where it tends to get darker quite early. I know it's not the easiest thing to do for some of us. Tonight's lesson comes from Genesis 2, verses 18 through 24. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." As we can see from this passage, God wanted a helper for Adam. So he took a rib and made Eve. This would be Adam's wife. As commanded by God, man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. Tonight we will look at what marriage is in the eyes of God. The first point tonight is that marriage is honorable. Turn over to Hebrews 13 and look at verse 4. Hebrews 13 and verse 4. "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Here we see that marriage is honorable in all. Also, from our reading that we just read a moment ago, it shows that God instituted it. Why did he institute it? Because he saw a need in verse 18 and provided a remedy. The next point is that marriage is a union. Look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. Matthew 19, verse 6. "Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Married individuals are considered to be one flesh in the eyes of God. They're joined together. They are a union. Another thing that marriage is in the eyes of God is lifelong. If you will, turn over your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 7 and look at verse 39. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39. "The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord." This shows that the wife is forever bound to her husband. Also, you can look at Matthew 16 and verse 9. Do ye yet not understand, neither..." I have the wrong verse here. 19 verse 6, rather. My apologies. "Wherefore there are no more twain, but..." Did I read that already? I apologize. I must be messed up here. This means... The gist is that we must not let anything get in the way of marriage. It's a bond. You can also look at verse 9 of chapter 19, which says, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." This shows that any man who put away his wife for any other reason besides fornication is committing adultery. The last point we'll look at tonight is how marriage is serious in the eyes of God. It should be serious in our eyes as well. Too many people go out at a young age and get married for a plethora of reasons. Some see it as a last resort to save a relationship. Some see it like something they can just simply change their mind about. But as we've seen so far, that's just not so. Tonight, we've looked at a few things that marriage is in the eyes of God. We've learned that it is very serious. Something else that is serious is our soul. God has given us a plan to be saved by hearing Romans 10:13, believing the word, John 8:24, repenting of our sins, Acts 2:38, confessing faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Romans 10:9 and 10, and being baptized into Christ to arise and walk a new man, Mark 16:16. If you'd like to take your soul seriously, come forward as we stand and as we sing.